I got nothing to hide. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done. All of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done.
Morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
Dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Not anymore. unjust to me, unjust to me.
I want to stay here on the dark side of the moon. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Suspicious mind. So with an old friend The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
On the top of patent leather shoes, I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you now. But not as shaky as I must have seemed, talking junk through her giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete. My dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Much sense to you, but I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. I could stay a while, but sooner or later I'll break your smile. And I can tell a joke, but one of these days I'm down to choke. And we might share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Probably call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you.
Thank you.
over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon. Welcome to the program. Chuck Morse, every Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here at WMFO Medford or WMFO Medford Somerville, Boston, 91.5 a.m. FM, here in our beloved Tufts University campus. You're welcome to join the program, of course, 855-915-9636 is the number, 855-915-9636. Welcome back to school. It looks like things are back and people are back, and the place has a certain buzz and a certain energy that is quite uplifting, quite contagious, actually. So I'd like to welcome you aboard. Here we are, right at the top of the hour.